This is program number LW2757. Great men in history are worth recognizing. Hi, this is Larry West. A French scientist named Louis Pasteur was born in Dole, France, way back in 1822. He was the son of a tanner, but he was destined to become one of the greatest in world history for his contributions to chemistry, medicine, and industry. Let me tell you about him today and a story in his life, all right? Louis Pasteur was the pioneer in vaccination against animal and human diseases, including rabies. He was the first scientist to show that living things came from living things, not from evolutionary spontaneous generation, as many thought. In spite of a brain hemorrhage that partially paralyzed him in 1868, he continued his long, hard work until his death almost 30 years later. Louis Pasteur's work on viruses in human beings was interrupted, though, by the Franco-Prussian War, which began in 1870. Pasteur was a man who was deeply in love with his family, and his only son was in the army during that war. Earlier in his life, he had suffered the personal tragedy of losing three daughters to sicknesses, but now his son was gone to the battlefront, and weeks had passed without news from him. Pasteur finally left his laboratory in order to set out, get this, in order to set out to find his son. Well, the war for France was a total disaster, and as Pasteur made his way north, he found the roads full of defeated soldiers and stragglers. It's recorded that Pasteur said the retreat from Moscow could not have been worse. When he finally located his son's unit, he became even more disheartened and desperate. An officer told him that out of the original 1,200 men of that battalion, fewer than 300 had survived. Pasteur's next move demonstrates the power, though, of his love. Here was a father in search of his son. Hearing this disappointing news, Pasteur dedicated himself to faithfully travel on through the nightmare of winding roads choked with dead horses and men, suffering from freezing cold and gangrenous wounds. And finally, Pasteur recognized a gaunt soldier, weak with hunger, wrapped up to his eyes in a large coat, trying to keep himself warm. And there, he recognized his son. Catching each other's eyes, too moved for words, they found each other, and they embraced in silence. You know, the Bible pictures a father going looking for his son. God is looking for his sons and daughters, so to speak. And the son I'm talking about here is not Jesus. I'm talking about the sons, the daughters that God made. I'm talking about you and me. You see, you and I have gone off to war, and the enemy we've been fighting is the one called the devil. Oh, we've listened to him. He makes things sound attractive, but yet he's leading us straight to hell. And while the war is going on, God, like Louis Pasteur, is looking for sons and daughters. And he walks. He walks through the nightmare of winding roads choked with dying men suffering from freezing cold and gangrenous wounds. His eyes are constantly searching, constantly pleading as he's looking for you. You see, God cares for you. He loves you very much. And he's looking for you. He wants you to come home. And when he finds you, you're going to see his arms stretched out, waiting for you to run to him and embrace him. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd love to send to you. It's called For God So Loved You. More than 50,000 people have taken this course, and it's absolutely free for the asking. No one will call on you. We will strictly send it to you by mail, and you can study it from your own Bible in the privacy of your own home. It's called For God So Loved You. It's a free, non-denominational Bible study course. Do you want it? Just write and ask for it. That's all you need to do. Write me and care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.